There's some kind of schadenfreude in, I'm going to get off a little bit on seeing celebrities hurting. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's great. And that's what people should watch the show for, because if you've ever wanted to see celebrities get hurt, this is the show for you, and I love it. And I'm one of the people who gets hurt. In fact, in the first episode, I get hurt more than anybody. I actually get brain damage from Mitchell Johnson punching me so hard in the head that I... legitimately. He punched my brain into the back of my skull, and then I went, you know what I should do? I should get up off the ground and ask for another one. So particularly if you're a fan, and I know that there is like literally millions of people around the country who have always dreamed of seeing me get my head punched in. This is your opportunity. Enjoy.
Hey, Merrick, like, people are so fascinated about the SAS. You know, it's something that a lot of people just, it's the unknown. How hard was it? Was it, did they actually really put you through the paces similar to what SAS would go through?
Yeah, 100%. That's the whole point of it, is they actually take, you know, the exercises that you do every single day, and you do multiple exercises each day, they are drawn absolutely totally from SAS course selection in the UK. So the four British SAS soldiers who come out, the DS as they're called, come out, have designed it, and there's no trickery of television. You can see it very, very quickly how punishing it is. And what that does, it gives people like myself who've got an interest in the military and have always wondered, you know, what it would be like, you know, trying to pass selection for the SAS, it gives you a really, really clear vision of how inadequate I am. A crack at that.
We want you on that wall. We need you on that wall, mate. What did you learn about the SAS that you didn't know before?
Look, it's really interesting. It's not something that I could ever have imagined. I think we all have a respect for our military, and obviously a respect for the special forces being, you know, the tip of the spear. And we talk about sacrifice, right? And we know that they're always prepared to sacrifice their lives for their teammates, for the country, for us, right? We know that that's the sacrifice. But the term sacrifice that I learned from them is that they literally sacrifice a part of their personality, a part of their mentality, a part of their thinking and their design that they can never get back, right? Once they pass selection, that type of thinking that they need to have to survive, that they need to have to protect their teammates and the country, you can never march back from that 100%. That is something that they are committed to for life. And that is a sacrifice that they know that they are going to make when they go and join those special forces units, that they can never, ever go back to an existence where they just retire and it's like it was before. It's not. It's a full-time commitment for the rest of your life to think and act in a certain way.
Well, there's lots of cold showers, cold weather, sleep deprivation. It's full on, but I want to know, Merrick, and I want you to be totally honest. No, don't worry, no one's listening. Who's the biggest whinger?
Besides me?
Yeah.
Yes. Who honestly thought, oh no, we'll be looked after, wasn't prepared, didn't train beforehand, and whinged the most? Be honest.
Look, to be honest, I don't think anybody whinges. There's no time to complain. If you go in there with a mindset that you were going to complain, I think some people got, you know, you get groans, but no one has the opportunity to whinge, because if you complain, if you whinge, number one, it falls on deaf ears, and number two, you will bring the attention of the DS onto yourself, and they punish people. When I say punish people, they punish you. And they punish for us in a way that it's indescribable. You'll see that. So I don't think it's not necessarily from him whinging. It was, but they really punished him, and that's what you would bring upon yourself if you were to complain.
Yeah, we know one thing that is coming, and that is Merrick getting his head punched in. That is tonight on Channel 7 at 7:30.
It's the psychological warfare, and quite frankly, we're happy to see you guys get punished, because a lot of you, we've seen you in TV shows where we're getting punished. Have to watch it.
Yep. Yeah.
Ali from The Bachelorette, I'm looking at you. Yeah. Sorry.